healthcare.gov, the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Secret Service, the OPM data breaches. Those are the incidents that stand out in most people's minds about government operations in the Obama administration. He has 17 months left to leave the government in a better place and prepare it for a smooth transition. Bob Tobias is Director of Business Development for the Key Executive Leadership Programs at American University. Bob, I want to thank you, first of all, for pointing me to Max Steyer's op-ed in the Washington Post about the fact that it's not too late in the last 17 months of this administration. But there's a lot to do if the administration wants to make up for lost time, isn't there, Bob? Thanks for coming on today.
It's nice to talk to you, Francis. There is a lot to do, and it has to do mostly with attitude and approach. Max points out that the president has virtually ignored the federal workforce for 6 years, but if he really took responsibility for being the CEO of the executive branch and held political appointees responsible for implementing programs, we could have avoided some of the problems of the past and create a different future once he leaves office.
There's a real curious balance that I see the administration walking right now, Bob, and I think it's a good development overall, but the execution is really critical. We heard on the program already my colleague Emily Kopp's conversation with Tom Allen, who's the new Chief Veterans Experience Officer at VA, and the administration's making a big deal out of people like him, people from Silicon Valley and so on, who are coming in from outside government and contributing what they've learned in the private sector to helping the government work better. And that's great, and that's fine, but it strikes me that there's also a risk of the implicit message being you people who are in government and have been for a while are doing it all wrong. Am I reading that correctly, or am I overstating it a little bit, do you think?
Well, I think that you're not overstating it. I mean, people from the private sector who are successful in the private sector come to the federal government and assume that everything applies. And Jim Collins, you know, the author of Good to Great, wrote a little pamphlet called Good to Great in the Social Sector. And he says something that no other business writer has ever said, that those who say the government should be run like a business are dead wrong. And the reason is because in the private sector, it's dollars in and dollars out. But in the social federal sector, it's dollars in and mission accomplished, which is so hard to measure. So all of the orientation of private sector leaders is misfocused when it comes to the federal sector. Now, some private sector folks get it. Charles Rosati was a person who got it. Who headed up the IRS, but others don't, and they keep insisting on running the government like a business, which, as Jim Collins says, is dead wrong.
So I love that dollars in mission accomplished equation, and I want to pursue the Rosati example because you saw that firsthand as when you were leader of NTEU. What did he do? What approach did he bring from the private sector and apply to the Internal Revenue Service that worked so successfully, do you think, Bob? What was the transition or whatever that made it click for the employees and the leaders inside the IRS?
First, from the very first day, he said, I'm not coming to save the IRS. You all are dedicated public service who want to do a great job. I'm here to help you do it, number one. Number two, The private sector focus that he brought was disciplined data analysis and the application of that data to decision making. It was incredibly thorough, thoughtful, and became part of the way the IRS did business.
So those two factors, the first one, if I could boil it down to one word, I would boil it down to the word facilitator, was what Rosati wanted to be. And the second, I wrote down the term data-driven decision-making, which we've seen this administration put a tremendous focus on. So if those are the two main factors, then I look at the calendar and I see 17 months for not just President Obama, but leaders like Bob McDonald, Tom Allen, and people all across government who are trying to make a difference. if I think about those two factors in that way, then it doesn't seem quite as daunting that they only have 17 months left to try to make a big difference as far as outcomes go for the citizens that they're serving.
It does not. But the folks who are being highlighted are the areas where there have been significant problems. What the Obama administration needs to do, and as Max identified, is a culture of recognition, that people really are doing a good job. The vast, vast majority of federal employees are doing a great job. And in spite of the bashing that they're taking. So a culture of recognition, a culture of acknowledgement would go a long way. And it hasn't been part of the Obama administration.
So the bashing thing, I want to pull that string a little bit, because my sense is it's going to take a long time to overcome what federal employees have been through over the last 5 years in particular. But I have a sense, Bob, that it's starting to turn a little bit. I heard from one member of Congress, a Republican, over the recess, who went to a federal operation in his district and said, I'm just here to tell everybody thank you for the work that you're doing. And he said people came up to him afterwards and said, no member of Congress has ever come and said thank you to us before. And this congressman's words to me were, shame on us, and not just himself, but collectively the entire body, both parties. That's not a unique case. I'm hearing more and more of that, Bob. And yes, it's going to take a long time to really sink in and make a difference. But that's a green shoot that's really hard to deny, I think.
Well, that's a good sign. But to supplement that sign, it takes, another leader who's faced a lot of external bashing is the current IRS commissioner, John Koskinen. And yet, when you speak to IRS employees, they love him. And why do they love him? Because he has been totally supportive of them and their work, notwithstanding what's happening externally. And without that, I think the IRS would be in a much more dire strait than it is today.
Yeah, and the situation with John is unusual because of the whole thing that's going on. A lot of the issues that John is dealing with when it comes to Congress are things that happened long before he was there, and it has to do a lot with the response to dealing with those issues. So that one strikes me as, yes, unfortunate, and maybe in some cases unfair, but not even really his issue so much, just the fact that he agreed to take on the challenge of leading that agency. Just have about a minute left, Bob, and thank you again for pointing out Max's piece. Overall, the takeaway, if I'm not the chief veterans experience officer or I'm not a cabinet secretary, but I'm two or three or five levels down below that person and I want to try to make a difference just in my organization in the next 17 months, what are items 1, 2, and 3 on my agenda when I go into work today?
Understand the role that those you lead play, acknowledge and support it. Number two, I would say that I'm going to have to start thinking about transitioning my organization from this administration to another. And number three, I'm going to have to be clear about the goals and objectives that I have for those that I lead, and be clear when they achieve them and when they don't achieve them. Because so often, political appointees are focused more on public policy creation than public policy implementation. During the last 17 months, focus on implementation. You're not going to be creating any new policy. Focus on implementation.
Great insight as always, my friend. Thanks for coming on. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Francis.